What do you call the male?
Bull.
Okay. Can you remember when it wasn't polite to say bull or to say bull around women, ladies?
Okay.
Were there, what other terms did they use around girls when they talked about a bull?
They would say steers. Steers would sound different. Mm-hmm. You know, it really don't sound as open as you would say a bull.
Okay. And the kind of cow you keep for milk would just be a
milk cow. The kind of cow you keep for milk, now I'm going to give you the old name.
Okay.
They would, my mother, when her milk cow would, you know, when she would find a little one, she'd say, well, this is like a third bread. I'm going to save this heifer for a milk.
So heifer would be a female?
Female.
And you call the male calf a?
Bull.
And if this female cow was expecting, you'd say, pretend her name is Daisy, you say, well, Daisy is about to, or Daisy is going to.
Bind. You don't say like a human. They say they're going to bind.
Okay.
In your book.
Mm-hmm. Find a calf. You said that you didn't have horses, you wouldn't have a team of horses on your farm, but you did have...
What you call a mule.
Mm-hmm. And did you have two mules?
Yes.
Would you call those a team or a...
Team of mules, which would be... In fact, my father sometimes had three at a time.
Would you ever say pair of mules?
Pair of mules, that's right. That's what you would say.
Okay. Let's see. Other animals that you ride, you know, mules you just usually work with, right? And if you wanted just to ride for pleasure, you'd ride a...
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Give it. Okay. You use the mules to work with. Okay. If you wanted to go ride an animal just for fun, you probably wouldn't ride the mules, but you'd rather ride a...
Horse.
Mm-hmm. And if you had more than one, you'd have several...
Horses.
Mm-hmm. A male horse would be called a stallion. Mean anything? Stallion.
Never heard
of mule. And female horse would be a.
Well, I never heard of that. We really didn't deal much with horses.
A mare. Did you have names for mules or
just
what?
Mule?
Just mule. Yeah, that's right. Okay. You might say that, talking about your friends and things, and you might say, well, everyone here likes to blank horses.
Everyone here likes to ride horses. Mm-hmm.
And last year he blank his horse every morning.
Last year he rode his horse every morning.
He'd say, but I don't know how to ride. I have never blank a horse.
I have never rode a horse.
Okay. And you might say, he just can't stay on. He fell
off.
Okay. And if one of your little grandchildren just was asleep and then in the morning when he woke up he was on the floor, he might say to himself, well, I must have. If he rolled off the bed and woke up on the floor, I say, I must have fell
off the bed.
Okay. What are the things that you put on a horse's feet? They're iron and they're kind of half-round shape.
Horseshoes. Okay. Horseshoes.
And there's a game you play with these horseshoes?
Yeah, my brother and them used to play that game, but I don't
know. Did it have a name?
I don't remember.
Does quoits or quates, doesn't sound familiar?
Yeah, I don't know. They used to just put a stub in the ground and see who could throw that down. Push you over that stub, you know, and hang it on there. Stand so far off and throw it.
Okay. And the part of the horse that they put the shoe on, they put it on her
hoof.
And if they did all four, they'd put it on her. One's a hoof.